This is Paul Pachter, President and CEO of Long Island Cares, welcoming you back to another episode of Breaking Bread at Long Island Cares. My guest on today's program is Dolly Bochic. She is our Director of Satellite Services at Long Island Cares, and we're going to let you know exactly what's going on with our 6 satellite locations and how we serve people in need directly in their own communities. So, Dolly, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Okay, quiet down, please. A rambunctious audience. So, Dolly, let's talk about these satellite locations.
Okay.
As you know, Long Island Cares is probably the only food bank within the Feeding America network of 200 food banks that has created this model of satellite locations, where we operate our own emergency food pantries and do a lot of other work. So our satellite locations are located where?
Freeport.
Our very first one.
The first one in 2009.
Mm-hmm.
Bethpage.
Which is our new essential market.
Our newest one, exactly, mm-hmm. after the pandemic. Lindenhurst.
Lindenhurst, which opened up, I believe, in 2012 or 13.
2013, right after Hurricane Sandy.
In the height of Hurricane Sandy.
Exactly, exactly. We definitely needed it.
Yep.
Huntington Station, which opened next in 2014.
Mm.
Hampton Bays, which opened in the middle of pandemic in 2020.
Yep, absolutely. So here we have these 6 outposts of Long Island Cares. Mm-hmm. And our main facility, our corporate headquarters, is where our agency relations department is, and we provide food to our member agencies, like 360 of them.
Correct.
And then in 2009, 2010, we decided to do a study about the capacity and distribution of the network and found out that more than 2/3 of our member agencies were not interested at that time in expanding their services or their programs. And yet we knew there were plenty of people in the community that needed services, that needed emergency food. And we started to open up our own pantries and our own locations.
Correct.
In high-need communities. Each of our satellite programs are a little different than each other. So let's talk about the focus in the Freeport satellite, mm-hmm. which is known as the Center for Collaborative
Assistance. Yes.
Let's talk about Freeport. It happens to be our busiest satellite.
It is our busiest. Yes, it is. Wow. Just last month alone, we saw 4,900 persons who came in to our pantry.
That's a lot of people.
Yes. The majority of the people there are Hispanic,
mm-hmm.
and a lot of them, most of them, are the undocumented.
That's what I thought.
Which is why it is very important that we're there.
Mm-hmm.
We're there to help them with resources, especially information on how they can get legal services
mm-hmm.
for issues that they have. Issues that they have. Learning how to speak English.
We do have ESL classes
exactly,
that are done there. Yeah,
right on site in Freeport. We have health resources, health mm-hmm. insurance resources who are there to help with the undocumented. There mm-hmm. are some places where they can actually get health insurance.
We've actually connected a lot of people through Freeport and the other satellites to the New York State Health
correct.
Exchange.
That's correct.
That's been a great service. So.
Yes, it is. It is. So that's one of the biggest ones when it comes to health insurance and legal services.
You know, what you're saying about the Freeport satellite, it is our busiest location,
yes, it is.
Over 4,000 people a month. And, you know, look, I think most Long Islanders realize that we have a growing immigrant population on the island.
We do.
Namely, people from South America, Central America. And so it's critical that the staff in Freeport, that the volunteers in Freeport have the ability to communicate effectively.
Right.
So we look for people who, you know, can speak Spanish.
Exactly.
And working with Literacy Nassau to provide ESL classes is important for the population because they need to speak English.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so bringing in these outside organizations, that really is a benchmark of what's happened at the satellites.
Exactly. We're different than all the other food pantries because of that.
I mean, I noticed on a recent report, an organization such as Aetna Healthcare.
Yes.
they actually have visited more than one of the satellites.
They have.
And they're distributing all this important information about signing up for the healthcare exchanges. So the second one, as you mentioned, was Lindenhurst. And we opened it up in the height of Superstorm Sandy.
Exactly, yes.
When we had a bunch of grassroots community organizations, Lindy Rising, Camp Bulldog, FEMA was on the ground. Lindenhurst really got hit hard from Superstorm Sandy. And we decide that this community is going to need food assistance for years to come. This is not going to go away in the next 6 months or 12 months or Correct. Even 3 years. And so we open up a permanent location.
Correct.
In Lindenhurst on North Wellwood Avenue. And again, we provide emergency food. But then we add a new component to it recently, which is Baxter's Pet Pantry.
Correct.
And then Gus's Retail Rescue.
Mm-hmm. That's what makes it the sixth location, satellite mm-hmm. location, yes.
So talk a little bit about of what people can find if they visit Lindenhurst, okay, in addition to the food.
So like you said, Lindenhurst has three components, the food mm-hmm. pantry, Baxter's, and Gus's. So Baxter's was made for those clients who they may have food for themselves, but not for their pets.
Right.
So we want to make sure that they have a place to go to pick up food for their pets. They can be from Nassau County or Suffolk County. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter, as long as they live in Long Island. They make the appointment online, and mm-hmm. we schedule them to make sure that we have the food, and they come in through appointment.
So coming to the pet pantry, you just don't walk off the street. You have to have exactly. an appointment.
Exactly.
And I know that I visited Baxter's many, many times, and it's not just pet food.
Correct. It's accessories. Yeah. It's everything you could think of that you may want for your pet. It could be cat litter. It could be a cage. Mm-hmm. It could be a litter box. It could be
clothing.
A carrier. Clothing, yes. We get a lot of the Christmas outfits that people mm-hmm. like to dress up their dogs in. Yes, it's really cool. But yes, you can get anything like that, yes.
And then Gus's. Is a food rescue component.
That's correct.
You talk about it. How does the food get to Gus's? And who gets it?
So Gus's was made for our agencies, our actual mm-hmm. agencies, because we only had one location, which was in Suffolk County, which was the warehouse in Hauppauge. Mm-hmm,
right.
But what about everybody else who's closer in Nassau County? So Gus's was established in Lindenhurst mm-hmm. So that the agencies can have a place closer to pick up food. And they come from a variety of places. Amazon, Pixar, mm-hmm. we retail rescue from supermarkets. It's amazing because it was... You can go there, I think, about 3 days. I'm not sure about the days of the week mm-hmm. because I know that even when Michelle is not there to mm-hmm. manage, they still come in.
Right.
But it's all day. They can pick up as much as they want. Mm-hmm. And it's amazing. They love that they're able to have a place closer to themselves than Hauppauge.
And I know that last year we had a goal mm-hmm. of rescuing 2 million pounds of wonderful food. It's fresh produce. It's baked goods. It's, you know, cakes and cookies come in. But one of the things that I've seen with Gus's mm-hmm. and Retail Rescue is not only did we collect the 2 million pounds last year, we collected a total of 2.4 million pounds.
Wow.
And so, yes. as you mentioned, Amazon Prime and, the other stores, BJ's and Costco's and King Cullen mm-hmm. are all donating
yes,
perfectly
are.
Edible food to us.
Great food.
And so those people that visit the South Shore Service Center in Lindenhurst on Wellwood Avenue, North Wellwood Avenue, can avail themselves of not just the emergency food, but what we rescue and pet food in addition. And then we open up in Huntington Station.
Correct.
And you started your career at Long Island Cares as the coordinator of the Huntington Station satellite.
Correct.
And that provides some unique services as well. So let's talk about Huntington.
Well, the best part about Huntington Station location is that is where Harry Chapin was from.
Correct.
He yeah. was from Huntington. So mm-hmm. people come in all the time, sometimes not even looking for food, just want to give me a story about Harry.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very personal to him, to his family. So it feels good being there. So that's the one special place about Huntington mm-hmm. Station. So we have, wow, in Huntington Station, we have a big amount of Hispanics as well.
Mm-hmm.
coming in close is the Haitian population.
Really?
It's very big, the Haitian population. And we have a lot of people who have a lot of dietary needs. Diabetes has gone up a lot. So mm-hmm. we have a section for the diverse dietary needs, you know, which is diabetes, low sugar, low sodium. Mm-hmm. We have gluten-free, a lot of gluten-free clients there. I think in the other locations, maybe some people, especially the Hispanics, are not aware that they have these dietary needs because mm-hmm. a lot of them don't go to their health care because they don't have a doctor. So they may not know that they have these dietary issues. So as we give them more opportunities to be able to see a doctor and mm-hmm. get free health care, they'll know that they have these dietary needs. So we see less Hispanics with the dietary needs, but I know the number is going up because as they visit a doctor, they become aware. What else is there? The community is so involved with the Huntington Station location because of Harry as well.
Mm-hmm.
So we have that there. There's no Gus's, there's no Baxter's, but there's also a big community involvement with, Telephonics, who has mm-hmm. 10 garden beds where right. they harvest. This is the second year, and they've harvested plants, vegetables, fruits for us. The second year in a row, and it's all for the Huntington Station location.
So you've got examples of corporate social responsibility
exactly.
going on in Huntington Station. The other thing is that Huntington Station was where we initially developed our Vets Work program.
That's correct, yes.
And you still have our Vets Work coordinator who works out of Huntington.
Yes, Fern.
Two things I want to discuss before we get into the other satellites. Let's talk about Tuesdays at the satellites and
Tuesdays.
Who comes to the 6 locations on Tuesday.
So Tuesdays is Military Appreciation Tuesdays. That's mm-hmm. when any veteran or active duty member can come to our satellite and get food. They can get clothing, other products or appliances, anything that anybody will give extra for a veteran mm-hmm. or military family. On those days, we also have community partners who cater just to the veterans or the military right. family. So we make sure that they're there visiting on those mm-hmm. days. You know, they're getting up in age, so we have someone who helps with Medicare, someone who helps with the veteran benefits, anything mm-hmm. like that. So that's available in all of our locations from 9 to 4:30 every single Tuesday.
You know, so people have to understand that if you visit one of Long Island Care's 6 satellite locations, it's not just about food.
Correct.
You know, you're providing such valuable resources to those in need, you know, whether it's veteran services, applying for Medicare, health care, English as a second language, services for seniors. And one of the things that you've been able to accomplish with the satellites, and I'm always amazed when I read the monthly report coming from the locations, this was unintended. We didn't go into creating satellites thinking that the community was going to embrace it to this level. But you've got hundreds of people who aren't in need of food, who stop off at the satellite locations, make a cash donations, write a check, donate a gift card, and donate food.
Yes.
On a monthly basis, you're getting donations directly to the satellites of, you know, 8,000 pounds of food.
Yes.
And you're raising $2,000-$3,000 a month from people just walking off the street.
I know, that's amazing.
It's unbelievable. And the other thing that the staff has done so well at is local volunteers to supplement the staff that's in the satellite. Talk about what the volunteers mean, how they get involved, and how can a new volunteer get involved?
Wow. If it wasn't for the volunteers, we wouldn't be able to operate.
Mm.
I mean, wow. Each location has one or two staff members.
Right.
And it's difficult to be able to be at the front desk helping a client, understanding what their needs are. And at the same time, there's a client in the food pantry in the mm-hmm. back getting service and making sure that they get the right foods, give them recipes.
Mm-hmm.
So you need to have more than one, two people to help run the actual place.
Sure.
So that's very important. Without the volunteers, we won't be able to do this. And they go in shifts, 3-hour shifts. And we try to keep a backup of volunteers who are available, who live nearby whenever mm-hmm. someone has to be out because of last minute, whether vacation or
right.
last minute sickness. And if it wasn't for them, we wouldn't be able to work or be able to be opened.
They really are an important part of our operation.
Amazing.
And what, you know, what impresses me so much about the volunteers that I've met is these are local people.
Yes, they are.
Who live in the community that the satellite is located in. So it really, you know, people, oh, they're going to open up a food pantry in Hampton Bays. You know, I don't know that it's needed. But yet, here come all these volunteers.
Yes.
Gee, we didn't know that you were here, but now we know you are here. We'd like to donate some of our time. And we have the most wonderful volunteers, diverse ages, diverse, cultures.
Yes.
And speaking about culture, and we have about a minute left to go. We're not going to be able to get to Hampton Bays or the New Valley Stream one, but we're going to have you come back in a couple of weeks to do this again. But let's talk about diversity, equity, and inclusion.
Mm-hmm.
It's a big focus right now in the Feeding America Network. Long Island Cares just recently issued a report on equitable food access. What are you seeing at the satellites in terms of diversity and cultural needs?
Well, because we have this new program called Apricot, that we're able to to see the diverse population in our clients, we were able to make sure that we have those foods for those clients. And we saw what a difference. Before the pandemic, let's say Huntington Station, before the pandemic, the number one client or ethnicity or race that came to our satellite was the white, the white race. After the pandemic, it was the Hispanic.
Really?
Because the Hispanic was, they were impacted the most because a lot of them didn't have a legal job.
Mm-hmm.
So they didn't have anything to fall back on. So because of that, we had to make sure that we were there for them and had the foods for them. So we just ask, what do you need? What is it that we're that is missing? So we make sure that, that we have food for those clients, because Caribbean food is very different than a South American food, and it's very different than Mexican. So we have to make sure that we are there for them in reference to their foods, so they can understand and eat better, or else they won't select the items.
Mm-hmm.
So we're trying to do that amongst all the satellites to make sure that we have the items that are needed. And again, like I said, the Haitian population is the third one that's coming up. So we try to get the foods that are available to them that they're used to seeing in their home, so that they can come and eat better.
We're really making a conscious effort to provide people with the foods they choose.
Yes,
in fact,
it's very important.
You know, what sets our pantry apart maybe from others, although many are moving in that direction as well, is the client choice model, where people come and we just don't give them a bag of food. They come to the pantry, they walk through the aisles, they pick out what they want to eat, and, you know, hopefully they're a lot more happier when we do that.
Yes, I hope so.
Dolly, do not pay attention to that. That is not about you. That is about us. Our time is up.
Okay.
And, you know, we've accomplished so much and spoke about so much, and yet it's only half the story.
Yes.
So we do have to have you come back. It's
definitely
been a pleasure to have you join the program. So all I can do is say thank you.
Thank you for
Dolly
having
me. Bocic. Dolly Bocic.
Yes.
There you go.
Thank you.
We want to thank Dolly Bocic for joining us right here on the Breaking Bread podcast. This is Paul Pachter, President and CEO. Until the next time we break bread together, stay safe, stay well, and take care of each other.